pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received," there's that word again, received. "Now we have received not the Spirit which is of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." So we have received the Holy Spirit. And one reason why we've received the Spirit of God is because he has something that he wants to reveal to us. Yeah. Amen. What does he want to reveal? He wants to reveal the things that are freely given to us by God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And so we can receive from God. Let's look at some receiving scriptures. All right, turn to Mark chapter 11. We're going to look at verse number 24. Of course, the whole chapter is real good. But let's look at verse number 24. And it says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray," everybody say, "when you pray."
When you pray.
When you pray. Not after you pray. When you pray. During the time you're praying. When you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. So we see here, we find a key here that Jesus really said prior to that. He said, "Have faith in God, for whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he saith." Now, he said those things so he could say this: "Therefore, whatsoever things you desire," amen, "that you desire, you long for, you have, that you crave," amen, "that you have deep desire for, believe you receive them." In other words, I like to just talk plain. Believe you got it, and you'll get it.
Amen.
Amen. So when you pray, you got to believe you got it.
Amen.
Amen. When I pray for wisdom, I have to believe I got it, and then God will see to it showing up manifesting. But my job is not to wait until it manifests to believe that I got it. Believe you got it. Everybody say, "I believe I got it,
and I'll get it."
See, this is the principle of receiving right here, that when you go to God, because God is full of integrity and because he never lies, if he says he's going to give you something, or that there's a gift for you, or that there's something that's in your inheritance, or he's blessed us with something, you know, then we can know for a fact that if he says it's ours and the Holy Spirit came to show us what was freely given to us. So if it's freely given to us, that means that all I have to do is receive. Now, how do I receive? I receive by faith. By faith, receiving is believe you got it. When you pray, when you ask for it, believe you got it right then. Don't say, "Well, you know, I asked the Lord, but I'm waiting on it to show up." No, you got to believe you got it. You got to believe you got it, and you'll get it.
Amen.
The minute you believe you got it, it's on the way. I always like to use the illustration of Uncle Wright's hogs. Well, you know, I grew up on Bayou Rapids out there, and my uncle had some hogs that were down in a pasture in front of the house there. And those hogs would venture out during the daytime and go way around the by. Well, Uncle Wright fed those hogs every evening. And so when it was feeding time, it didn't matter where those hogs were, those pigs were in the pasture, he had a call that he would call these pigs and they would come. It didn't matter what they were doing. They got in single file line and they came from round the by. And he would stand out there on the road and he'd say, "Hip!" I don't know what that meant, but that's the way it sounded. "Hip! Pig! Pig!" And sometimes we'd be around the by where those pigs were, and we could hear Uncle Wright calling them, and we'd look at the pigs, and they would be eating on the ground. Then they'd do like this here. And then their ears would flop up like this here. And then on that second call, they go. They was gone. And sometimes we'd be standing there with Uncle Wright in the road. And Uncle Wright would call them, and we would wait, and we'd say, "Uncle Wright, the pigs ain't coming. Maybe they didn't hear you." He said, "Oh, they'll be here in just a minute. Just they on the way." And sure enough, you look around the bend, here they come. So it's kind of like that with faith. The minute you believe you receive, God starts sending the package. Now, it may take a little time for the package to show up, but the package is on the way. Uncle Wright didn't get frazzled and fizzled, you know, because he didn't see him immediately. He knew that he had trained them pigs to come when he called them. So when you're receiving from God, you have to believe you got it and you'll get it. Amen. You got to believe you got it and you'll get it. Now, turn over to Matthew chapter 21. Look at verse 21. Jesus answered and said to them, "Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." Now look at verse 22 here. It says, "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Believing, you shall receive. So when you ask in prayer, you have to ask in faith, believing you receive, or believing you got it. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to show up. Because when you believe you got it, then God released it into your life. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at one more scripture. Go to James chapter 1. God wants you to receive from him. And I said that every day you get up, you ought to be receiving something from heaven. Because there's daily bread every day. Every day God has something for you. And you just get up and say, "Lord, what you got for me today?" And I tell you, he'll put something in your spirit you're supposed to receive that day that's going to help you on your journey for that day. That's going to meet a need that you have for that day. You ought to get up every day just receiving. And there's some things you ought not live without, like the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, God's strength. These things are freely given to us. Everybody say freely given. That means they come without charge. Amen. You can receive strength every day in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. I found scriptures in the Bible that there's a strength for your inner man, a strength for your soul, and a strength for your physical body. And I shared those scriptures with you. You can have strength in all three, spirit, soul, and body. There's no reason for you to be weak physically. Amen? Now, in James chapter 1, we see here that in verse number 5, or actually, let's look at the whole context of chapter 1 here. In the beginning is that if you're going through a difficult time in your life, if you're surrounded by temptation, tests, and trials, I mean everywhere you turn, the Bible says, count it all joy, right? Now, how many of you know that when you're going through hell and high water, ain't nothing pleasant about it? When you don't receive bad news, you know, ain't no pleasure in that. And yet the Bible says, count it all joy when you're surrounded by different kinds of temptation, tests, and trials. Count it all joy. Well, you can know the Bible says that. Well, I know I'm supposed to count it all joy, but not know how to do it. In the situation that I'm in, I don't see no joy in this at all. I can't find any joy in what I'm going through. I look at this situation and there just ain't no joy in it. So how do I count it all joy when I can't find any joy in it? Well, if you don't know how to do it, then that means that you lack wisdom on how to count it all joy. You don't have the wisdom to know how. You don't have the understanding. How do I take this bad situation that I'm going through and still have joy on the inside? Well, it takes the wisdom of God to do that. And so that's why he coupled wisdom right here and patience. He put them all together right here with your trials and your tribulation. You got to have wisdom to go through a trial and to go through times of testing and temptation with great joy. You can't do that if you ain't got the wisdom of God.
That's true. Amen.
I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't know how to respond. Don't know what to say. Don't know what to do. Look, I don't know what to do about this here. I ain't got no answers. All right? That means that you lack wisdom. Because if Jesus was in that situation, he would know exactly what to do. Wouldn't he? He wouldn't be caught off guard. Well, I'm going to tell you, if he knows exactly what to do, then you can tap into his wisdom. In fact, he just told you that you could. He said, now, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And then he does it with so much confidence. He says, who gives to all men liberty. There's that word give again.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is just a glimpse of what you'll find in Jesus Did It For You. I also share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheWordCC.com, or you can call 318-442-8100. The book is also available in hardcover and Kindle versions. Order your copy today. Jesus Did It For You. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.